Let us bring in Pat Pagano, and let's talk about the weather. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning to you. And it is a Thursday morning. It's a nice morning. It'll be a nice day, partly to mainly sunny. You'll have highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, it'll turn cloudy, 50 to 55. Tomorrow, we have a very weak low that'll go by just to the south and east of us. There'll be a little bit of light rain or shower activity tomorrow morning. I mean, very, very light. And then it clears in the afternoon, like yesterday, in the mid-60s. Nice Saturday, partly sunny, mid-60s, and then sun followed by clouds. Sunday, mid-60s, that will lead to some rain on Monday. So I'm looking at a pretty decent weekend, and, you know, seasonable temps in the mid-60s. You can't really complain about that.
No, you can't complain about it at all.
You'll be happy. Yep.
You know, it's funny, this week and this weekend, we have actually a lot going on that involves outdoors. On Friday, Wanda Houston presenting her show, The Women of Jazz, from Bessie Smith to Nina Simone. That is going to be on Friday. Once again, only 80 patrons allowed. It'll be outdoors. You can find out about tickets at SharonPlayhouse.org. They also have coming up on Saturday, this is how interesting what they're doing at the Playhouse. Once again, it's a drive-in event, 52 cars. Connecticut Virtuosi Chamber Orchestra playing Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. That sounds like a lot of fun. That's at the Sharon Playhouse. And then coming up on Sunday, October the 11th, there's a drive-in movie event. And that is, guess which one? Little Shop of Horrors. Which is
a great
movie. Now that's not till Sunday the 11th, but that benefits the movie house in Millerton, New York, and they even have for Halloween on Saturday, October 10th, a guided theatrical experience that goes through the historic Sharon Burying Ground, which sounds like that should be a lot of fun for to celebrate your Halloween a little early. So. They got a lot of great things planned outdoors there, and they've been doing a great job all year long. And for the most part, the weather has held, except that one weekend where you predicted it in advance. They took your advice. They postponed it one day, and it worked out perfectly. So they've been lucky with the weather we've been experiencing with all these different outdoor events.
That's great. That's great. I'm excited. I don't have any outdoor events this weekend, but we are filming the opening and closing of our variety show on Saturday. And as long as that goes well, that's a wrap. And we are done.
Amazing.
Isn't that nice? Yeah, I like doing this kind of thing because it was easy. But I have to tell you, Marshall, I'm the type of person that if you have to do something, I want it done. Otherwise, I get very frustrated.
Yeah.
And my hood range that's over the stove, I don't know if I told you this yesterday.
Oh, yeah, we went through it, yeah.
The halogen light went out. Or, yeah, you told me to get a new range, but I told you it was $800. Okay, so I went down to the garage yesterday after I got off the air with you. And you ever see those little suction cups that that come with the hook to put you could hang something up? I had a little one. I said, I'm going to try this. So I stuck it onto the halogen light, which gave me grip for my hand, and I gave it the little twist, and then I had to pull down on it, and out comes the light bulb. And I said, oh, Pat, that is so ingenious. So I went to Lowe's, I bought the replacement bulbs, came back. As of this morning, that bulb was sitting on the counter. I cannot get it in.
Yeah.
Cannot get it in. I managed to get it into the socket, and when I tried to turn it, I can't.
There's no leverage, yeah. You got no leverage.
It's absolutely horrible. I called the company yesterday, and he said to me, you're twisting to the right? I said, yeah, I am. He said, okay. He said, so try and hold your hand on top of the socket. You know, he said, take off the filter and hold your hand on top of the socket, press down a little bit, and then turn the bulb in. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, that's great. Thank you very much. I take the filter off. There's no way to get to it.
Yeah.
It's all boxed in. And I can't even, there's not even screws that I could take out and say, you know, let me get to it. So I'm at a standstill right now, and I'm very frustrated. I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Well, the only way I think you can do it is to bring in an electrician and have him do it. I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's one of those things. It's one of those things that just is, it. You say to yourself, "How can somebody design something like this?"
Like this, exactly. And I do remember of having to pull it down after I turned it. So I know for a fact, that it was up there in the socket. So now the biggest point is like, if you push on it up, the whole thing goes up. So it's not like the top part, you know, where you're screwing it into, that is staying there and you're just pushing up on it. The whole thing pushes up. So it is going to be very difficult to do this. I'm thinking of calling my next door neighbor again. I hate to bother him, but he was the guy that helped me move the gas stove, you know, to make sure there was no little critters there. I think I'm just going to bother him again and see if he could do it. He just may have a better insight. Aside from that, I wanted to tell you about the tropics because it's quiet now, but a tropical depression is likely to form over the Yucatan and move into the Gulf of Mexico. And I looked at some of the computer models this morning. It's so bizarre. The Canadian model wants to take a major hurricane into the Gulf next week. The American GFS model brings it into the Gulf and splits it in two. And it doesn't know what to do with it after that. But it splits it in two. One's on the west coast of Florida, one's near the Texas coast. And then you look at the future panels, and all of a sudden it's off Florida, headed for the Bahamas. So I have no idea what that model is doing. And many of the other models do not go that far out. So I can't tell. But it's just a matter of waiting and watching with that. Hurricane season doesn't end until November 30th. So we still have to wait and watch there. I can't believe that next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend is Columbus Day.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Do you believe that?
No. We're all screwed up. Baseball is being played, and hockey and basketball all at the wrong time.
Yeah.
You got all your events that you normally, your landmark events that you separate summer, fall, winter. The only thing that's been on time is the changing of the leaves. Other than that, everything's all screwed up.
Everything is. You're right. And that's why it seems like we really had no summer.
Well, we didn't. I mean, we might have had a summer, but we didn't have a summer where you could just carefree. Hey, it's summertime.
Yeah.
You know, those lazy, hazy, crazy days.
Yeah.
Well, they were lazy, hazy, crazy days, all right, but not a lot of fun. Not a lot of fun.
No. Well, you know, the most important thing right now, folks, is that we all have to stay safe as we head into the fall and, of course, winter. It's going to be rough, but we have to stay safe, and that's it. I mean, I don't think there's much more. We're just learning more and more. People in other states should look at Connecticut, look at New York and New Jersey and say, what are they doing that we're not, and go by that.
Yep. Well, we'll see. It's all been politicized, so it's not going to happen anyway. But what the heck, Pat? You and I will be here in the morning, and we'll be talking about our lights, football, baseball, and the weather.
That's it.
Whether
or not.
And the pandemic. And pretty soon we'll be talking about flu.
Yeah. If anybody's going to be able to tell the difference.
That's right.
When you think about it.
Oh, goodness. I tell you. All right. Well, Pat, we'll speak to you in the morning.
One more day.
Get that light in there today. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Marshall.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on the forecast and how to get that light in.